Prisoners at Camp Lejeune Marine Base Brig are doing something no military prisoners in the U.S. have done before. They're training dogs to help Marines wounded in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The dogs will perform more than 70 different tasks for their disabled owners and for their able-bodied trainers. The dogs perform another service. From member station WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina, Peter Biello has more.
Roxy, good girl. Good girl, yes.
23-year-old Mark wakes up at 0500 in the long, hollow bedroom he shares with nearly a dozen other prisoners in the brig at Camp Lejeune. Brig rules won't allow us to use Mark's rank or last name. Alongside his narrow cot is a cage, and inside is Mark's constant companion, a black lab mutt named Roxy.
This is Miss Roxy.
Good girl, yes.
She's a little over a year old.
Roxy, hey, sit.
Good girl, yes.
Roxy's eyes are glued to Mark's face as she waits for his next command. Mark is one of a select few prisoners enrolled in a special program guided by Carolina Canines, a dog training company based in Wilmington, North Carolina. He says working with Roxy makes his confinement more tolerable.
Being an inmate here, you constantly think about what you did, and it creates a nagging thought in the back of your head that's always there. But having someone like Roxy to be a companion for you and reciprocate the love back to you, it takes your mind off of those thoughts.
Someday, Roxy will serve Marines injured in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And don't call what Roxy does tricks. Mark says he's been teaching her skills.
She can retrieve items really good. She's just learning to retrieve clothing items and put them in the laundry basket and put them in the washing machine. She's just now starting to learn how to mess with the light switch, turn it on and off.
Trainers from Carolina Canines visit the brig a few times a week to guide lessons and dole out homework assignments. Outside in the fenced-in courtyard, trainer Vicky Wilcox shouts instructions to Marines dressed in orange, brig-issued jumpsuits.
You want to just tuck your leash in your pouch and use yourself and the little cookies to motivate your dog to stay with you.
Rick Hairston, president of Carolina Canines, says the program is a way for these Marines to atone for what they've done. Hairston says he's noticed that these Marines are the only ones in the whole brig who smile.
They've got a chance to do some things that nobody else is doing, and so they have almost a new leash on life, so to speak.
Eventually, the dogs will be able to open refrigerators and complete bank transactions for their wounded owners. Those skills are hard to learn, so the dogs practice something easier, a slow, careful walk through an obstacle course made of white plastic pipes.
Over.
Over.
Before they go back inside the brig for more training, the Marines lead all the dogs to the chain-link fence.
They're taught to go potty on command. Right?
Wow.
Well, not all together at the same time.
Not together at the same time.
Well, that's what they were doing, right?
Yeah. Well, they were just given the command at the same time. Well, the thing is, you get ready to go on an airplane, you go to the bathroom, right? These dogs can't. And so they have to totally eliminate before they get on an aircraft.
Once inside the brig, Mark puts Roxy in a harness. Then a Marine in a wheelchair grabs that harness. And with a little encouragement, Roxy pulls him across the floor.
Good girl, yes.
Good girl, good girl.
For her next lesson, Roxy learns how to pull a laundry basket. Mark's face beams as he watches Roxy practice. He says in a place where life can be depressing, Roxy makes him feel alive and useful.
We messed up, but at least we can do something productive with our time while we're in here, and it's going to help benefit a life of somebody else who really needs it.
Mark says that when he gets out of the brig in a few months, he wants to train service dogs for a living. Roxy, his first student, is scheduled to finish her training by early 2009. Mark says he'll miss Roxy, but it's comforting to know she'll be helping an injured Marine who needs her. For NPR News, I'm Peter Biello in Wilmington, North Carolina.